This Halloween evening on Culture File, we kick through the golden leaves and catch up with cellist Vivian Long at her home in County Wicklow. We settle in by the crackling log fire, nibble on some barmbrack, and get treated to nothing scarier than a Beatles cover.
The cello, as you know, is a fretless instrument. You have to pitch every note, and normally that would really require your full brain capacity as it is just to do that well. And you've got the bow, which is quite a tricky thing, really, is that many years spent learning how to hold it and move the bow smoothly across the string. But then when you add the vocal, then suddenly you've got to divide your attention. Again, this is sort of goes back to covers and how I choose them. Really, one must be on autopilot. So the cello must be on autopilot so I can concentrate on what I'm singing, because that is what the audience tune into. I was good at English, and I never thought I'd be writing lyrics later on. And when I was in college, I was writing music, always instrumental pieces for the cello. And it wasn't until much later that I decided to create songs with those pieces of music. The cello is interesting because it's not naturally an accompanying instrument. Like guitar and piano would be the obvious accompanying instruments. So I think you have to work a little bit harder on the cello to play a full harmony. You notice on the last song I was playing sort of chords the whole time, and that works. But then if I have an instrumental, there's no harmony underneath it. I think the easiest way to explain it would be on the piano you have the right and the left hand. So if I want to play a melody with the bow on the cello, it's like suddenly the left hand is gone and I can only play, it's like playing the piano with one hand a little bit. But I think a lot of my songs I've composed especially with that in mind. Increasingly I'm writing songs that I think, can I play this solo if I need to? And that will sort of steer how I compose now, as opposed to like a while ago, I was just thinking big and just as many instruments. And I love stringed instruments. So I love that combination of how they all sound. There are certain instruments that there is no pop route. For example, you know, if you play guitar, you can be self-taught, or you can go to different style. You can go to classical or pop lessons or a whatever level you want to do. But with the cello, it's the route is pretty clear. It's classical cello, and that's what I did. I was really on a diet of classical music until I left college, and then through my work got more interested, and then I was kind of educated through different friends on Led Zeppelin and right up to present day. But up until then, you know, all throughout secondary school and college, I was really listening to cello concertos and symphonies and going to the concert hall, and just that was my music world. First time I ever performed a cello piece, and it got a great reaction, and I think, you know, that was as inspiring as anything else for like to sort of suggest that I should continue doing that. and it was great fun. And yeah, I mean, those two things are really the most key things, is that the audience seemed to love it and I love doing it. I mean, it's really not an easy path in life, but when it goes well, then there's nothing better. As long as I hold you near me.
Bright are the stars that shine. Vivian Long's voice and cello there on And I Love Her, and Vivian plays the Freemasons Hall in Dublin on November 15th with support on the night from comedian/rabble-rouser Eleanor Tiernan.